Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
It was just a dream in the end.
I reach out. I am the unifying candidate who's running. Because people who are disaffected Democrats, who are independents, who are libertarians, who are Republicans, who are conservatives, who are libertarians, see in me that I can take that reasonable, fair-minded voice to Washington, D.C. and actually do some very strong, bold, big things. This is not an election about petty things. This will be an election about big things.
But after only winning 5% of the vote in the Iowa caucuses, we won't be hearing much from Michelle Bachmann during the campaign from here on out. Her signature Tea Party plain speaking about President Obama, about reversing American decline, creating jobs, and perhaps more contentious than altogether reasonable, her views on being gay in America.
It's a very sad life. It's part of Satan, I think, to say that this is gay. It's anything but gay. It leads to the personal enslavement of individuals. Because if you're involved in the gay and lesbian lifestyle, it's bondage. It is personal bondage.
And so it was a relieved and seemingly humbled Michelle Bachmann who announced yesterday that though she was ending her presidential campaign, her fight for America would continue.
I have no regrets, none whatsoever. We never compromised our principles, and we can leave this race knowing that we ran it with utmost integrity. We made a very important contribution to this race.
That's Michelle Bachmann, of course, congresswoman from Minnesota. She still is a congresswoman from Minnesota with reporters in Des Moines announcing her withdrawal from the presidential race, which leads us to ask Brad Cranston, the pastor of Heritage Baptist Church in Burlington, Iowa, and president of the Iowa Baptists for Biblical Values. Brad, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Where does your vote and support go from here?
My support is moving to Rick Santorum.
And Shelley Kennedy is a member of the Bayshore Tea Party in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. You were a big Michelle Bachmann supporter. Where does your support go?
Well, thank you. Good morning. My support would probably, it hasn't been determined yet. I'd probably want to clone parts of three different candidates at this point. So we'll just have to see how it shakes out.
Well, before we talk about that, because that's really kind of interesting, and it's a sort of an interesting statement of the predicament of the GOP right now and a lot of the conservative movement in America, but let's talk about Michelle Bachmann for just a moment. Where do you think Michelle Bachmann went wrong? The voters of Iowa certainly delivered something of a repudiation, Brad Cranston.
First met Michelle early last spring and was able to sit down with her, my wife and I, about 30 minutes and just a handful of other people, and then have met with her multiple times since. Her message was right on. She did maintain principled and ran a campaign with integrity throughout, and I kept in touch with her, you know, off and on throughout the campaign. And my analysis is that America, it just is not ready for a woman for president. That's really, that becomes the one thing that whether you think it's right or wrong, that I believe is the accurate analysis of what happened.
Interesting. And we should note, Hillary Clinton didn't win the Iowa caucuses in 2008, so there's a history there in Iowa regarding women candidates. Shelley Kennedy, do you buy that analysis?
Sure, to be quite honest with you. I think that the path to the White House is very difficult. I'm looking also, I'm thinking of Geraldine Ferraro years ago in the vice presidential role, created a huge stir by being a woman. We didn't hear so much about Michelle being a woman this time around, as my feeling is her message simply did not resonate with people as much as I personally thought it would. I liked her conservative stances on many issues. I loved her constitutional support and standing there, but for some reason it just did not resonate with the people of Iowa, and I think it started a couple of months ago. I don't think this is something that just happened overnight.
You know, we talked a little bit yesterday when we were looking through the numbers in the Iowa caucuses that there is a traditional division in both parties around primary time where you've got the activists and the more ideologically motivated early adopters in the campaign versus the more centrist voter constituency that you look for in the general election. And that's certainly borne out in Iowa. Is there a problem, Shelley Kennedy, and you're a member of the Bayshore Tea Party in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, for any candidate to both embrace the center but also to cultivate positions that are deliberately controversial? I'm thinking of Michelle Bachmann's notions about being gay in America and what that's all about. It's a very difficult sort of thing to balance, I would think.
Well, certainly you have people who disagree about being gay in America, and when you begin to add social issues to the equation, there are political issues and then there are social issues. One can take those stands. For Michelle, she didn't make those distinctions between political and social issues. For her, everything was sort of wrapped up together in one big interrelated ball. And at the end of the day, if the person that, with whom you're speaking believes that they're not interrelated, that you can separate them out, her message just wouldn't resonate with those people. I know here in New York, I work in the city, and people have very different attitudes in the city in general about that specific issue, as people say in other parts of the country would. And for one message to resonate with everyone is very difficult. I think you're seeing that very much so in the split now between Santorum and Romney. They have two different messages, and they're both appealing to different constituencies.
And you also got Ron Paul in there as well. I think there's a range of ideologies there among conservatives in the Republican Party. Brad Cranston, is there a credibility problem if you try to get conservative credentials in the GOP the way the party's constructed today?
I think it presents a problem. I think the one thing, you going back to Michelle, is that that's who Michelle really was. And, you know, they refer to these problems as a person like Michelle, with her point of view, which I agree with, sees the, what we call the social issues and the political issues as one and the same because they are so interdependent on each other. And as I refer to the social issues, not as social issues, but actually as spiritual issues. And if you see America as having a real spiritual problem at the core and a real moral problem at the core of the nation, you know, at the heart of the nation.
Then it goes together, and if you don't see
right.
it that way, they're very much apart. Well, I gather both of you would wish Michelle Bachmann well in her future. Brad
Absolutely.
Cranston is the pastor of the Heritage Baptist Church in Burlington, Iowa, and Shelley Kennedy is a member of the Bayshore Tea Party in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.